Welcome. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii in May meditation. Nice to see you all here. Wow. We have a great group of people coming out for this May meditation. Get your bloom on. My name is Rev Laura, and I am one of the directors and teachers here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. And I was inspired about May meditation, getting our bloom on. So nice to see you all. Welcome. I see some familiar faces, some new faces, and everyone is welcome here. So I want to just start out with my inspiration for this Get Your Bloom On for May meditation. And one of the inspirations was just being spring, May Day, and spring, watching, we're right between spring equinox and summer solstice, and also in the northern part of the earth here, the world, the equator. This is a time when things start to wake up and bloom, and there's so many flowers out there. When I decided to do this meditation in April, I was starting to watch all the crocuses and the daffodils and all kinds of flowers start to open up and bloom with more sunlight. So, and that was some of my inspiration. My inspiration was Eckhart Tolle. Anybody have heard from Eckhart Tolle in his new book, The New Earth? And he talks about flowers and how we are like flowers, and that we have the capacity to bloom. And I started to look at this clairvoyantly and also started to look at it through the lens of the work that we do here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii, the energy work that we do here, and also how we see each other as spirits and body, and the way that we run our energy here and teach it here at the Clairvoyant Center of Hawaii. And it all made sense to me. And I watch the students that I teach, along with myself, that when I am really grounded and present and I bring in golden suns, which we're going to do today, I start to feel like I am blossoming. A bit of what Eckhart Tolle was talking about in his book. It's a feeling, it's a sense, it's a movement of an opening to ourselves and to our surroundings, being nourished by our surroundings. So this is really exciting to me about getting our bloom on. So I want you to just take a moment, and you can do this with your eyes open or closed, and just imagine, because that is one of our greatest gifts, is imagining. It's like what we think and what we imagine, it has an effect on our bodies. There's another book that I read about from a cell biologist, Bruce Lipton, and he talks about the self and that the biology of belief. That when we imagine, when we believe something, it actually informs ourselves. And so another reason why I love this work is because when we imagine being rooted, golden sun, validation, things that make us smile, there's a cellular information. The cells start to be informed by the energy of how you think. How you imagine, and you can shift your biology, the body, your feelings, just by imagining. So just sitting here and imagining right now that you are in a room, there's a lot of us here together, so all of us are just starting to imagine flowers, all kinds of flowers. There are so many different kinds of flowers. And as I started to look at all the different flowers, there's that uniqueness. As Eckhart Tolle was talking about how we are like flowers, in that the simple analogy is that we are rooted. When we are rooted into the ground, we have the capacity to root, to send roots, to connect to the earth. And we are upright. And the sun is enlivening for us. It nourishes us. And so just imagine that these flowers, so many different ones, daisies, roses. We like to use the image of a rose a lot because there's so many different kinds of roses. So just take a moment and be aware of all the different flowers that come into your awareness and into your imagination. There's, let's see, daffodils and crocuses and orchids and periwinkles, lupins. Mm-hmm. I know there's so many more that I'm not mentioning, but just take a moment and lilacs. Think of all the flowers, all the little blooms in a lilac. And just let your imagination just start to imagine all these flowers. And notice what happens when you imagine all these flowers. Does it make you smile? Is there a certain energy that starts to arise when you just think about blooming flowers? See, there's nasturtiums and all different kinds of daisies. And there you guys have got a lot of other different flowers that you're imagining. And just imagine that you can be, that this room is filled with flowers, all different kinds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that these flowers, you can imagine them out in a field. I love to go hiking in the mountains and just see the wildflowers, all the different wildflowers that come up in a field. So just imagine a field full of all different kinds of wildflowers. Lupins and different kinds of daisies. And periwinkles low to the ground. So many flowers. Colors. And how they are vibrant in the sunshine. That the sun and the flowers have a relationship to nourishment, to getting your bloom on, to opening, the warmth of the sun is opening. And as you imagine this field of flowers, just take a moment to imagine that we are like flowers. You are like your own unique essence, your own unique flower. Each one of us are unique in the way that we bloom. And taking a moment just to be aware of that. That each flower has its own unique way of blooming, opening, color. Mm-hmm. And just noticing your breathing while you are imagining these flowers. Breathing is also really powerful. Just let it be low and deep and full, taking in what you're imagining right now. Flowers blooming, opening to the sun. Mm-hmm. Nice. And just notice what's happening in your body as you are aware of just the flowers, that you let go of anything else that you've been thinking of, But everything else just slowly just dissipates, moves out of your space, and you're just noticing awareness of flowers blooming, opening. Beautiful. There we go. So as we imagine this, again, just noticing that you start to match a little bit of that opening, that blooming, as you imagine all the different flowers that come up into your imagination. Beautiful. And you're breathing, taking that in, taking that what you're noticing in. So in just a moment, I'm gonna have you, if your eyes are open, I'm gonna have you close your eyes and we'll go into a meditation to get our bloom on. This is just the beginning, this is the start of it. So getting comfortable in your body and being aware of your feet on the floor. And if your feet aren't on the floor, be aware of, like I affectionately call, your butt bones, your sits bones right there that you're sitting on. Just be aware that your connection to the earth. And this is a way of just becoming aware of your body. You as a spirit, pure awareness, get to be aware of your body. You may even want to hug it, squeeze it, pat it, smile at it. And just being aware of your body. And now we're going to send our roots. So I want you to imagine something that you would like to root with. We have these chakras, and we have this root chakra that's right there at the base of your spine. In Sanskrit, thousands of years ago, they saw this, that our ability to root, just like flowers, just like plants and trees, that we also, as people, have the ability to root into the earth. Connect the earth. And I want you to imagine, maybe it's a flower that you're imagining, that you're going to, this imagining, this image is going to help you to root into the earth. Maybe it's a tree. Maybe it's a beam of colored light. So just let your imagination run wild. Be wild and free like the flowers we were imagining out there in the field. Wild flowers. Be your wild flower self. And imagine what you would like to root with. What do your roots look like? And then allow that image, you're imagining that right there from the center of your head, you've got this image going. And you can just imagine that you, as spirit, using your chakra system, get to go, okay, first chakra, grow this image down into the earth. So you can see it on there. Just imagine it. See it in your mind's eye. Imagine that the base of your spine, that root chakra, is growing that image down into, deep into the earth. Send those roots deep into the earth. Allow yourself to be rooted. And when you can root this way, when your first chakra is rooting you into the earth, you are being nourished. Just imagine that as you're connecting, sending roots into the earth, you are being nourished by the earth, just like flowers and trees. Their roots nourish them. The connection to the earth nourishes you. This is what we call being in touch with your roots, your ability to root and connect to the earth. Really powerful. Just take a moment as you imagine this from the center of your head with your images. Again, really powerful way of manifesting and creating, being in the center of your head and imagining. Just imagine that these roots are being nourished by the earth, that you are being nourished as you connect to the earth. Either your feet on the floor, your butt bones, the way that you're sitting, the image of you, your first chakra, connecting and growing roots. These are your roots. Just take a moment to breathe with this image, breathe with this ability to root into the earth. And you can actually let go, and plants do this. Studying a little bit of biology, that plant biology, that plants do this. They bring nourishment in from the sun and nourish their whole bodies and bring it down into the earth. And then the earth actually, through their root system, brings up nourishment for the plant. That is you. So you can let go of whatever you would like to let go of. Because we're going to work with the energy of validation in a little bit, I want you to just start to let go of any invalidations. And take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, you can send down those roots. Anything you've been holding on to that, as I was saying earlier, informs yourself in a way that's not nourishing, that might be even a little toxic. And just let it go down into the earth. The earth is an amazing, incredible miracle of biology. Just as I learn more and more about, it can take it. You can let that go into the earth. It will compost it. So letting go and being nourished by that connection of the ability to connect to the earth, let go, release. What is no longer, just like the plants do, what no longer serves you, which is old, which is in the past. Just breathing, letting go, again, letting your breath have the movement of the exhale of letting go down your grounding cord, as we like to call it. Grounding down through your roots. Letting go while being nourished by the earth. Mm-hmm. While being nourished to your connection to the earth. Your ability, again, to be rooted, to root. And so letting go of the old, the past, some of the thoughts or images or even energies that you picked up, just letting them be taken, just like the gravitational pull of water going down into the earth, just letting it go, giving it to the earth. And even bringing in a little bit of an energy of gratitude. This gratitude for the biology of movement, of grounding, being nourished by the earth. letting go a little bit will bring in and will replenish with a newness, with an energy and vibration that allows us to bloom. Great clearing. Really nice clearing of energy. Letting go of the old. Birds are singing to you as you release. Nice. And so let's start to create some goal. Let's start to create some, as I like to call, miracle grow. Energy and vibration that helps us grow and be also nourished. I want you to imagine now creating a beautiful, bright, golden sun above your head. Really beautiful, bright, golden sun. So just like we are flowers, unique flower that you are, get nourished by the warmth of the sun, by the rays of the sun, by the energy of the sun. We need the sun, just like flowers and plants and trees. And just imagine that the sun is like Miracle-Gro. It's what's going to nourish you. And just a little while ago, you let go of a lot of invalidation. So what I want you to now imagine that in this golden sun, you can start to bring in what validates you. We talk a bit here at the Clairvoyant Center in the classes that we hold that yourself, self-validation is the most potent and powerful validation. So start to put in that golden sun some images or just the awareness of things that you love about yourself. What do you love about yourself? What do you like about yourself? Those are the things that nourish you. Those are the things that allow you and cause you to bloom, to open. Are those things that you love about yourself? What do you just start to bring to mind? What is it that you love? And you can think of things that you love about yourself or things that you love outside of yourself. What do you love? Do you love colors of flowers? Do you love the springtime? Do you love the wintertime? Do you love or really like your smile? Your laughter? Maybe you even love and feel nourished by your tears. Do you love the way you handle a situation? Do you like your friends, your family? What is it that you love about your life? I'm just going to take a moment, maybe a minute or two, just in silence, to start to bring to mind, and again, this is nourishment for your cells. It opens your cells, creates a beautiful energy vibration that causes you to bloom. But take this moment to just think of things and bring to mind things that you really love. This is your Miracle-Gro. And just allow maybe even your body to smile at the things that you bring to mind that you do really like about yourself. you find nourishing. But you might even notice that, oh yeah, this helps me to open. Nice. As you create that, watch that sun get bigger and brighter. When you are starting in to celebrate your unique yourself, your unique self, like flowers. They're all very unique. Some of them look the same. There's a uniqueness about them, each one. So just allow yourself to get in touch with your own uniqueness. Something that you enjoy. Chocolate, if you're a chocolate lover. Maybe there's something else that you enjoy. Right? Again, things that you enjoy are nourishment. Allows you to, again, open to bloom. So I see those golden suns getting bigger and brighter. Let's bring that Miracle-Gro in. You can put some Miracle-Gro that you can actually buy for your plants. Have got blooming capacity, certain things in that allows the flower to bloom, just like validation allows you to bloom, to open, to connect, to cherish. So let's bring that golden sun in. I see some of you have already started bringing it in. That's great. And just now imagine. And if you like, you can actually take your hands and put them above your head and just get a sense of the energy vibration through your hands that you have created through imagining. This is incredible. Our incredible ability to create is imagining. So just, if you will, you feel moved to, sense the energy that you just created in that golden sun above your head. Whether you're actually using your hands or just sitting there with your eyes closed, imagining, just bring it in through the top of our heads. So you have a crown chakra, that seventh chakra, it's right above your head. Bring it in and let's fill up the core of us into your crown, melting like the, or maybe it's the rays, that sun that come in, like the warmth of the actual sun. Let it come in and warm you, open you. Bring it into your crown and into your sixth and your throat chakra, into your chest, your heart chakra, your fourth chakra, into your solar plexus, right there, into your belly, right there, into your pelvic floor, and even down your grounding. Validate your roots with that sun, just like a flower, the sun nourishing all the way down into its roots. Really, really filling in. You can let all your trillions of cells just fill up with this sun. In the book Biology of Belief, the biologists are noticing that there's a light in each and every one of your trillions of cells in your body. They don't know where it comes from, but it's there. So let that light and your trillions of cells brighten with that golden sun. You might even allow yourself to feel all your cells being nourished by this golden sun, all the way down your legs, your calves, your feet. Let that sun even fill in so much that it radiates out of your body and into your aura, your energy field. Yes, there are many people that have even written books about plants having auras, you having an aura, an energy that emanates. When you bring in this golden sun and your bloom, you are blooming, opening to this golden sun. You are emanating an incredible energy field around your body. Mm-hmm. That touches people. It touches you. Creates growth. Mm-hmm. Nourishment. It's rejuvenating. You is fertilizing your body, fertilizing your life with this golden sun, with this validation of yourself. This is the magic of May. This is the magic, the miracle that brings the spring back into your energy field. You are the miracle. You create the magic. As you fill up completely with that golden light, the warmth of the sun, just take a moment to allow yourself, maybe the rest of the day or the night, wherever you are, but bringing this forward into the days ahead of you, noticing what you love, noticing what nourishes you, letting this be the miracle grow that gets your bloom on. Bloom into, open up into what nourishes you. So the invitation here in this meditation is to take this forward into your life, that many times during the day, bringing an image that really nourishes you and supports you and gets your bloom on. All right. I'm going to unmute everybody as you bend down, come out of trance, as we go into a little bit of a trance. Thanks for staying a little bit longer. And I'm just going to unmute us all. Oh, and there's some noise. So on the count of three, let's just make a sound that your body wants to make after being filled, being grounded and rooted and filled with this golden sun. So one, two, three.
Yes.
Yabba-dabba-doo. And just call out right now, what is a flower that you resonated with? So just take a moment. Think of a flower that really makes you smile. So one, two, three. We're just going to all call it out at the same time. Orchid.
Lily.
Iris.
Ooh, irises, yeah.
Uh-huh. Sunflower.
Oh, right. I forgot about sunflowers, of course. Perfect. All right. Well, I hope you enjoyed this meditation. I hope you take these images and these tools that you learned. Some of you learned for the first time. Some of you have been doing these tools for a while, and take them forward into the rest of your days and weeks and months. And that it nourishes you. So we hope to see you again around the Clairvoyant campus. We have many, many different meditations and classes and And it's really wonderful to see you. And I see there's someone named Iris. Right on.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. Hi. All right. Thank you all for coming. Have a really
wonderful rest
of your day.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Bye.
Happy Mother's Day.
Bye.
Oh, yes. Happy Mother's Day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.